Here comes Santa Claus. And the children were waiting for him. He had not expected that, although it was the hour when most children get out of bed on Christmas morning. But he saw them piling out into the snow. He saw Miss Ballinger waving a handkerchief from the porch, and he saw Ballinger slip and slide down to the shoreline. He did not know that Ballinger had been up nearly all night, hoping against hope that Christmas would be Christmas for the children, that he had seen the moving speck from an upper window and followed it with a field glass, that he had danced and yelled like a delighted boy when he finally made out what it was, that he had roused the children from bed with a cry of, "Here comes Santa Claus!" But there was glory and reward for Pat in what he saw as he made the last mile of his journey. Pike Pole and Sail went over on the ice at what he considered the proper moment, but he misjudged the speed. He cautiously put out a foot to use as a brake. It struck an obstruction, and he and the sled and the pig and the bundles went into a confused heap almost at the feet of Ballinger and the children.
"Merry Christmas!" roared Pat. "Hurrah for Pat Santa Claus!"
cried Ballinger, and the children took up the cry with excited happiness.
"I've brought the Christmas with me,"
said Pat, proudly, as he got up and shook himself. "But I'll own up to ye I couldn't have done it if a fisherman friend of mine hadn't made me a loan of his reindeer."